Here we go. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra isn't just practicing. It's having a lesson from a master of the instrument. The group has an upcoming concert, and it's invited mandolinist Brian Oberlin to join them, as well as share a few pointers on the cheery and versatile instrument. The self-taught Oberlin is an internationally acclaimed mandolin player who performs almost exclusively as a soloist. He's a triple threat, adept at playing bluegrass, swing, and classical music. And of the three, Oberlin describes classical as uniquely demanding of mandolin players.
Primarily, it's the different right-hand techniques that you never hear in bluegrass or swing or pretty much any other music. Different right-hand techniques such as... stuff like that, you know. Part of the classical music that I love is that it moves around. You know, it's just not a normal piece of music that's 1-4-5, 1-4-5 chord progression. It has all these different movements and places to explore in the musical world.
When Oberlin takes the stage with the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra, he'll be a part of a tradition that dates back to 1890. That's when the U.S. mandolin craze started. Martha Tyner plays with the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra. She says the tradition of mandolin orchestras began in the old world, but quickly caught on in the States when a group from Spain, known as the Spanish Students, played a concert in New York to great acclaim. Other mandolin groups started up in the States, modeling themselves on the Spanish Students.
In fact, one group called themselves the Spanish Students, although they weren't from Spain and had nothing to do with it and were all Italian, but played that same kind of repertoire and started touring the country. So it was really the Italian organized ensembles that started spreading. Kind of that same turn of the 20th century era when glee clubs and a lot of universities had guitar and mandolin clubs. So it was an amateur, it started pretty much as an amateur community music making kind of thing.
Let me hear your mandolas. 2, 3, 4.
Jim Stanlaw plays the mandocello. It's bigger and is tuned a bit differently from the traditional mandolin. Stanlaw explains that the instrument came about as interest in mandolin groups was growing in the early 20th century. Gibson, makers of acoustic instruments, responded to that interest by creating instruments in varying sizes.
They're comparable to like a swing quartet, so you have mandolas, and there's even a mando bass and stuff, and that's pretty huge. They basically inundated the Midwest and actually the whole country with these teacher agents that would have like a truckload or a wagon load of mandolins of different sizes, and they go to every church, every group, every fraternity, every college campus, every glee club, and sell these instruments and then teach people how to play them. That's where the mandocello came from. It was the mandolin equivalent of the violoncello in a symphony orchestra.
Stanlaw is fascinated with the history of the mandolin orchestra. In fact, he's writing the notes for the program for the Sunday concert. Especially intriguing, he says, are the colorful characters who populated many orchestras in the 20s and 30s.
One guy was living on a houseboat, and he went by the name Captain. One guy was an astrologer, and he always put the name Tsar in front of his name, because he was Z-A-Y-R, because he was some kind of astrological title. So he was some grand poobah in astrology, and so there's a bunch of colorful characters in the history of the mandolin orchestra, these arrangers and stuff.
So what I'll do is, I'll count it off, I'll go, 1, 2, 3. Okay, so I have a pickup just by myself. I go 3.
As he continues to coach the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra, Brian Oberlin works to keep the tradition of mandolin groups alive with every heartfelt tremolo.
It's a group of super dedicated people that just love it. And, you know, we're kind of lucky. I mean, we're playing the greatest instrument in the world, the mandolin. So, you know, you've got the tremolo and... So we're keeping traditions of music alive. The pure joy of it is what keeps people going.
The Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra is a relative newcomer on the mandolin ensemble scene, a scene that's not been terribly crowded these days, with about 30 to 35 in existence today. The Orpheus group actually started not long ago as an outgrowth of an old-time music jam happening in the Twin Cities. Musician Martha Tyner says one of the mandolin players wanted to branch out and explore classical music. Several other mandolin players joined him and began to explore the music together.
So we started kind of meeting an extra half hour before the jam, and about four more mandolin players showed up who weren't coming to the jam but were mandolin players. So it's just gone on from there. Eventually, we had to find our own night and go on through our own rehearsals because we got interested in doing it. We have music from string ensembles. We had some music from recorder ensembles. And we just started playing together because we liked it. And then to have a reason to practice, we decided we should make a program. And so that started the notion of the spring soiree, which is really just a goal for us to work towards, to have a program.
Originally, the ensemble dubbed themselves the McLean County Mandolin Society. Then an orchestra member, digging into some local history, made an interesting discovery.
One of the women who was playing with us then, Amy Miller, is a volunteer local historian. She just likes to look up history and things, and she came across this newspaper clipping announcing actually the wedding of Fred T. Ashton, well-known leader of the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra in Bloomington. So we looked a little more and discovered that he had an ensemble. It was actually, we have their picture from the McLean County Museum of History, a newspaper ad. It was two mandolins and a bass and a guitar and a violin, I think, or something, a little variety. And I don't know how long they played, because Fred T. Ashton then went on to organize a bigger kind of dance band and later a fairly big kind of community band. He was like the music guy. He taught lessons and conducted all kinds of music. And then he moved out west somewhere and sold trees. He was the original Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra. So when we discovered that, we figured, well, we'd better be the revival of the original Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra, hence the name.
One of the reasons why mandolin ensembles endure, says Brian Oberlin, is the fact that the instrument itself is just so versatile.
You can play swing, bluegrass, classical, Irish music, polkas. You can play chords. You can play leads. You can play tremolo. Anything. And it fits in the overhead carry in a plane.
Jim Stanlaw agrees. He joined the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra because he just fell in love with the instrument. Now he finds himself stricken with MAS, Mandolin Acquisition Syndrome.
It just kind of took over. Search for the cure. And so here was a chance to play another mandolin instrument from the mandolin family. And I said, yeah, okay. And it was an excuse to buy another instrument. So, you know, and a hunt for one, which is always kind of fun. And so that's what kind of got me into it. It wasn't necessarily that I said, well, I really want to play classical mandolin, or I want to play Oso Amio. You know, that all kind of came later.
Meanwhile, the Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra rehearses for Sunday's performance. Oberlin says the soiree will feature a lot of traditional mandolin orchestra music, showing off the instrument at its most beguiling and sprightly.
A lot of gallops, waltzes, marches, stuff that fits pretty well with driving rhythms and a pulse. The mandolin is a pretty up-tempo instrument, you know. It's not a bowed cello, whereas long, drawn-out notes are very effective. Mandolins are quite effective when you're playing quick notes and staccato. But then we also have, as I've mentioned so much, the tremolo, so we have a couple of pieces that are slower with some beautiful tremolo passages with the orchestra. It's a wide range, and especially for people with new ears to the genre of mandolin orchestra, I think they'll love it.
The Orpheus Mandolin Orchestra's Spring Soiree is Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Normal Theater. They'll be joined by guest Brian Oberlin. Admission is free. I'm Laura Kennedy.
Nice!